Chapter 4, The Flawed Self. Rob wasn't having any difficulty with Seth's material on impulses at all, incidentally. I told myself that it was easy enough for him to be so nonchalant because he wasn't impulsive to begin with. He has a kind of built-in cool that I'd always admired. I was the spontaneous one. Wasn't I? Then I'd think glumly. If I was so damn spontaneous, how come my body parts were so stiff? And for the next few days, I kept being drawn to my painting instead of to writing. Not exactly gritting my teeth, but nearly. I determined to relax and follow my impulses. Follow your what? Rob would ask, as if he didn't understand. Then he'd laugh. But I wouldn't. Two excerpts from my journal show my frame of mind during the end of May. The first is the entry for Sunday, May 27th, 1979. I get angry and discouraged. What happened to the book I'm supposed to be doing? I lay my novel aside, and what have I been doing? Painting. In fact, painting has really become more absorbing. For one thing, I don't think when I paint. I just paint, so lost in the creative processes that nothing else matters. In my writing and thinking, though, an extension occurs, in which I try to study and explore the creative processes themselves, and seek their source, or again, that greater dimension from which they emerge. I know that such a search is also an extension of creativity itself. Yet I do resent it sometimes, because it leads to so many tiresome questions that come up time and time again, 150 million times or so it seems. Sometimes, by contrast, a good little dogma to live by doesn't sound too bad.